Friday, guys. What's up? Welcome in to another episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt. And this podcast is being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. They have some tremendous, unbelievable burger packages available right now for just $89.99. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the code word juice to activate this. Go check out all the awesome burger opportunities and offers that get going on right now. And use that promo code juice at checkout for a special offer at OmahaSteaks.com. All right. So round one of the Masters is not over yet. So I can't tell you about Dustin Johnson versus Jordan Spieth. He's up by a hole, by a stroke. They're both on the back, but the darkness halted play. Tiger Woods has to play 23 holes today. That is brutal for Tiger and his broken down body. But a lot of guys are going to be out there on the course for quite a while. So by the time you guys midday, you know, noon Eastern, we should have a pretty good idea whether we cashed or not. If we get Dustin Johnson, it's a winning day. If we lose on Dustin Johnson, it would be a losing day. It's a winning day because we got the NBA bet right, over hit easily with the Rockets. We lost on baseball, bad bet. Interesting thing, maybe an opinion. I would rather be down 9-0 in the first inning and shut the game off than to lose in the ninth inning. Like, put me out of my misery fast. Like, let me know that I got the bet wrong. Royals annihilated Hunter Brown. 9-0 after the first inning. Game over. See you later. Go do something else. It's still, whether you lose by one run or 100 runs, it doesn't matter. There's no like bar here of like, oh, that was a really bad bet. Nah, a losing bet's a losing bet. I would prefer it to be the way that it was yesterday for baseball. I'm going to come back in on a Friday and I'm going to push my luck here today. This could be devastating, but I'm going to fire on it. Let's keep rolling. Two baseball bets, one NBA bet to give you guys. But before we do that, and by the way, we'll have NBA player props. Final Friday of the regular season, we'll have NBA player props. But before we do anything else, let's tell you about our friends at Bet365. Betting pros in Bet365. We have teamed up. Go to bettingpros.com/365. $5 bet's going to get you $150 in bonus bets to sign up. You go there, make a deposit at bettingpros.com/bet365 bettingpros.com/365. Make a deposit, minimum of $10 to claim the offer. To activate your bonus bets, place qualifying bets in the value of $5 from your deposited funds. $150 in bonus bets will be added to your bonus bet balance. Once your bet is settled, you'll receive $150 in bonus bets to any event you want to bet on. To use bonus bets, simply select use bonus bets in the bet slip. Go to bettingpros.com/365 for $5 bets with a $10 deposit, getting you $150 in bonus bets at bet365. Okay. Let's get into it first with basketball. The Pacers and the Cavaliers. I told you guys back, I don't know, in February that I was not betting any totals under with the Pacers ever again. I bet like one more time and it burned me. So the bet is easy. The bet's over. 233. On the road this year, Indiana has been a road under team, but 16-2 to the under this year. However, they are 4-1 to the over their last five games. And on the road, Toronto last game went over by 22.5 points. The Brooklyn game on the road before that did go under. Chicago went under on the road, but the Clippers went over and the Lakers went over. Two of the three games on that road trip went over. To the last three of the road trip went over. When you couple that with the Cavaliers, who have been at home or on the road, either or, an over team. Now, the last game against Memphis went under 110-98, because that's Memphis, under by 5 points. But you go back to Philadelphia at home, went over by 18.5 points. Miami went over by 2 points. Again, in Miami, went over by 3.5 points. At home against Phoenix, went over by 7.5 points. Home against Brooklyn, went over by 12.5 points. Home against Minnesota, went over by 11 points. Moral of the story, Cavaliers at home go over. Indiana on the year, on the road, kind of an under team, but they just scored 140 points against Toronto. They gave up 123 points. I'm going to bet the over. Pacers, Cavs, over 233 for 1.1 units. To baseball, two bets on the two teams I'm going to fade a lot this year. Rockies, Marlins. run line against both of them. Rockies, Ryan Feltner going. He's 0-1 with a 3.27 ERA. The bullpen is horrific for Colorado. 5-1 loss, 8-6 loss. An opening day, he pitched and gave up 5 runs, 3 earned against the Arizona Diamondbacks, lost the game 5-1. His second start at home, though, against Tampa Bay, 6 innings, only 1 earned run given up, but the bullpen came in and gave up 7 earned runs in that game, 8-6 loss, 0-2 on the run line in games pitched for the Rockies by Ryan Feltner. And Kevin Gausman wasn't good, hasn't been great, 0-1 with a 9.53 ERA, gave up 1 earned run in his start on the road against Tampa Bay, but then he gave up just 1 1/3 worth of work, 5 earned runs. That's not Kevin Gausman that we know, and he's at home. This is his first home start here. Taking home teams on the run line can be a little bit scary, but Toronto is 2-1 on the year on the run line so far this season. Can't say the same thing for the Rockies, who have been very much struggling. They're 2-5 against the run line on the road so far this year. -112, taking the Toronto Blue Jays against the Colorado Rockies. -1.5 runs on the run line, -112. And the third bet, the Braves got worked by the Mets yesterday. Worked. Lost by 12 runs. Not like the Braves to lose to the Mets like that. That's brutal. Atlanta is 3-2 on the run line on the road this year. Miami is 0-7 at home against the run line. Have not covered yet. They're 1-6 against the National League this year. They have covered in their last two games, both against the Yankees, where they won the game against New York by 3 runs, lost by 1, and then lost by 7 in the first game. They beat St. Louis, but then lost by 2 and lost by 3 in the first two games of the series. So far, in the first game of every series so far this year for Miami, they've lost the game on the run line. Lost to Pittsburgh as favorites, lost to the Angels as favorites, lost to St. Louis as 1.5 run dogs, lost by 3, and lost to the Yankees catching 1.5, lost by 7. 4-0 run line. Opponents facing the Miami Marlins in the first game of a series. And well, they're 0-7 at home so far. Braves on the run line, it's -110. Braves run line, 1.1 units. I hate laying juice on run lines, but small price. Let's get a big Braves victory here today. Okay. Cavs, Pacers over 233. Rockies and the Blue Jays, Toronto on the run line, Braves and the Marlins, Braves on the run line, -112 and -110, -110 on the Cavaliers and the Pacers as well. So 3.322 units in play here. Plus, I will have NBA player props later today. Final 2 NBA player prop bets. I will give them to you guys coming up here today in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat. To join it for free, go to the Daily Juice channel in there and you guys can hang out in our Discord and you guys can be a part of the community. And I'll give you a couple of player props you can bet if you would like. Okay. Once again, I cannot bet the Masters because round 1 to round 2, it's too wonky today. I don't think you can bet it, but to the weekend we will. I am eyeing Xander Schauffele. Okay. I'm eyeing Xander. You want to take a flyer now, 42-1, you can, but I'm eyeing what Xander is going to do here in round 2. If he hits the turn in striking distance, Xander Schauffele might be a decent guy to jump on here to win the Masters. So we may be adding to our position with Will Zalatoris, who at 2-under. John Rahm didn't play well, 1-over. He needs to have a big round today. John Rahm needs to play well. If he does, good. We're 11-1 odds on him to go and win it. Cam Smith played pretty well. Need to keep going with Cam Smith as well for that. And then the Brooks kept a top 10 bet. That's probably dead. I mean, Brooks didn't play well, but he's still on the course. So we'll see what he does in the final 8 holes of the first round for Brooks Koepka. Rory too, for that matter. So my name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on all socials @SportsTalkMatt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.